The owners of the Vermont Yankee Nuclear Power Plant had to keep a lot of spare parts around to keep the facility running. While the plant was open, the company had a warehouse filled with equipment that workers might need in case something broke down. Now Vermont Yankee is closed, and all that stuff is being sold off at a public auction. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
For 25 years, Dave Bauer was the supply manager at Vermont Yankee. It was his job to purchase and inventory all of the spare pumps, valves, and gauges Entergy needed in case something had to be replaced.
So what we don't want to do is operate in an emergency mode. So what we do is we plan very carefully to make sure we never get there. And you do that by having everything you need to minimize the equipment downtime.
You see, downtime means lost revenues. And if VY went offline, even for a day, due to a blown pump, the company could lose thousands and even millions of dollars. So it made sense to stockpile all the spare parts. By the time the plant closed at the end of 2014, there was about $20 million worth of equipment on hand. And now, it's all being sold to the highest bidder. Bauer is walking through an enormous warehouse in Brattleboro, just a few miles from the shuttered Vernon reactor.
These are circuit breakers. There are some specialized pieces of equipment for things like power monitoring, insulators. There's just general conduit for running wires and things. There are bearings, there are switches, there are transformers.
The company trucked 30 tractor trailer loads up here, and it's all neatly piled on pallets that are numbered and inventoried for the public auction scheduled for the end of this month. Officially, Bauer calls it the disposition of surplus assets. But basically, VY is cleaning house.
As I look across here, I see just a wide array of things. Pump parts, seals, some interesting large valves down here, this section.
Down in Vernon, workers are moving the spent nuclear fuel into dry cask storage. But except for that work, it's pretty quiet at the former nuclear power plant. And Bauer says 42 years of VY history has pretty much come down to this.
It is kind of sad for us because it's really like a wake for an old friend. These are things that I myself have bought a lot of over the years when I was buying stuff, and now we sell it. So, the plant is done.
Some of these parts were ordered special for the plant, and they probably cost thousands of dollars at one time. But now?
What most people would do is, because it's a very good steel, good quality of stainless steel, they would sell it as scrap and melt it down. That's really the value, because they can't be used for anything else.
So Bauer says Entergy is expecting to get pennies on most of its investment. But it's not just the equipment that was needed to run the plant. There are cleaning supplies and fire extinguishers. There's a brand new welding kit that's worth a couple of $100s, and a pallet of baking soda. Bidding opens on September 28th, and everything that sells will be shipped out in the following few weeks. The auction company is responsible for hauling away anything that's left. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro.